Hundreds of thousands of computers infected with malware could lose internet service on Monday. Cyber criminals are accused of spreading the Trojan, whose purpose is to redirect traffic from legitimate websites to malicious locations. The FBI had tracked down the source of the malware, called DNS Changer, and is maintaining servers to keep users online until all computers are rid of the malware. But they can't do that forever. Information security instructor at Madison College, Mike Massino, says the FBI plans to take down that safety net on Monday.
If it gets taken down, anybody who's currently infected with that malware will all of a sudden lose their ability to look up websites. From their perspective, it'll look like their internet connection just stops working.
Despite the warnings, the FBI estimates there are likely over 260,000 machines worldwide still infected from the cyber attack, and that number is down from an estimated 360,000 in April and nearly twice that amount more than a year ago. Nearly 70,000 users in the U.S. are believed to be infected. The malware also prevents antivirus software from being updated, thereby making the computers vulnerable to more attacks. Considering the number of internet scams and pop-up alerts, this FBI warning almost sounds like a scam itself, but Massino confirms this is legitimate.
It's sometimes hard to tell where you're actually going, but that particular one is actually going to the FBI site, and that one's been confirmed. So that's not a malicious type attack. That's an actual, them trying to get out in front of this thing.
Massino says users can visit a website to see whether their computer is infected and how to fix it. A general rule of thumb, though, is never click on a questionable link. Simply manually type the full address in the appropriate field. The Trojan first surfaced in 2007. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.